Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, June the 7th, 2021, and our subject for this evening is interpreting our storms. The verses are Mark 4, 35 to 41, Nahum 1, 3, Psalms 148, 8, Isaiah 29, 6, Psalms 107, 25 to 32, Psalms 83, 15 to 18, and Jonah 1 to 4. It would be a blessing if you read all these verses at home on your own. And in Mark 4, 35, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us pass over to the other side." Believers are on a journey, heading to the other side. Jesus is on that journey with us. He promises a safe passage for the journey, which is guaranteed to us, but he does not promise a quiet one. As we travel with Jesus, though we are promised a safe journey, yet the storms will come. The storms will arise. Though the disciples were in his will, obeying his directions, accompanied by him, yet the storm came. Storms come to all of us, and there are many types of storms, and each one has a purpose. Different storms are used for different purposes in our life. Some storms are to boost our faith in Jesus when we see him calm the storm and still the waves. Some storms are to bring us back to the Lord from our strange backsliding like Naomi. Some are to bring us back home to the Father, like the prodigal son. And some storms are like Jonah's. They're meant to minister to us so we can stop running and come back to do God's will. Another purpose for another storm was the one in Paul's life when he was on the ship heading to Rome. In Acts 27, it was meant to spread the news of the gospel to many unbelievers. Many storms arrive at different times in our journey, and they all have different messages. It is our responsibility as we walk with Christ to interpret these storms on our knees, in prayer, and find out what God is trying to tell us. Storms arise when we forsake the Lord. Storms arrive when we rebel and disobey. Storms arrive when our faith needs building. And storms arrive to the unbelievers for salvation. Storms should never be ignored. They are raised by the Lord to fulfill his word. In Psalms 148:8, they are sent by God to stir our nests, to open our spiritual eyes, to prick our conscience into a spiritual awareness. They are sent on a mission to fulfill God's purpose in our life. We would be blind Christians if we cannot see the purpose of our storm, and we would be slumbering Christians if we are not fully tuned to what the Lord is trying to say to us. Many Christians have gone from storm to storm to storm, never grasping the voice of God, never attaining the knowledge of his purpose, and never seeing what God is trying to accomplish in their life. I wonder if Naomi ignored her storm and continued to live in Moab, never heeding the purpose of the storm. What would have happened next to her? But thank God she finally got the message and returned to Bethlehem, and became a part of a new family that was ancestral to Christ. I wonder if Jonah never heeded the purpose of a storm in the whale and continued his rebellion against God without surrender. He would have been killed in the belly of the whale and missed the opportunity to serve as a prophet for God. But thank God he prayed earnestly and asked God for a second chance. And he was spilled by the whale on dry land and from there he accomplished his calling. I wonder if Jacob never heeded the voice of his storm and continued living in Shechem after the big massacre. What would have happened to him next? But thank God, the storm shook him so bad that he gathered his household and moved to Bethel, where God originally commanded him to go. And I wonder if the prodigal son continued to go downward road further and further from his father's house. What would have happened to him next? But thanks be to God, for it says he came to his senses, listened to his storm, turned back, and went back home and repented. My beloved ones, are you going through a storm in your life? A loss of a job, a loss of a loved one, a loss of a friend, financial losses, marital difficulties. Please be wise, the Lord said, that he will visit our lives with storms and thunder, earthquakes and fire, so that he can have his way in the whirlwind. Sometimes it takes a storm to bring us back where we belong. We belong with God and his will for us. Each storm comes with a message, and each storm comes with a mission. God will see to it that his will in our lives be done through the storms. Most of our storms rise from forgetfulness of God. Many storms we can calm by responding to God's voice. Some of our storms are man-made due to the fact that we are out of joint with God. My beloved ones, give God his way. Surrender to his voice. Obey his command. Do not quarrel with your Maker. Submit your life to him, and he will make right your path. The storm will cease, and the wind will be silent, and peace will come back to your soul. Amen.